Good evening, everyone. I know it's a little late. Hopefully, when you all are on your way to work, doing your morning routines, if you are already an audience, you'll be able to get a bing and listen to the video. I won't be long before you all, but it's just some things that I wanted to encourage you all with, leaving out of 2022. And maybe just share some things with you all on where I'm at in life right now. 2022 has been, it's really been, what can I say? It's been revealing. Everything about this year has been revealing when it comes to every aspect of my life, everything. And I'll be a liar if I tell you all that all my days were good, because that would be a lie. But when I say I am so thankful for every single day of this year, I am. Because it only taught me things that I did not know. It only helped me to look at life from a different perspective. And I don't feel like it takes anything major or drastic to happen in my life for me to understand that this is really life that I'm living. You know, it's just been very revealing this year. And I'm thankful to, for one, be alive. God, you get all the glory. Not of me and none of you, Lord. I'm alive. I'm alive, and I don't feel like I dotted every I and crossed every T this year. I don't feel like I said the right thing to people this year. You know, some people I may have offended intentionally, unintentionally. I mean, I just know that I'm thankful that I have life. I'm thankful that God has mercy on me, even when I'm not aligned in His will. Like, and that's what I want to touch base about. And I don't want to, like, I really don't want to project something on anyone that you all don't believe in. But this is my platform, and I have to be honest and transparent with you all. It's not going to be an episode that I talk about, and I would not incorporate my Jesus in it. It's not. And I'm just being real transparent because this is my father. This is my father. Like, I know what he has done for me in my life. Undeniable miracles that God has done for me in my life. Like, I have to proclaim the reality of what it is. And a lot of times we find ourselves just, you know, living our own will. It's like, he don't get acknowledgement like he's supposed to. He don't. God don't get the acknowledgement. He don't get the glory like he should, because he is really the GOAT for everything. He is really Alpha and Omega, in the beginning and the end. And I just really need to bring awareness to people when they feel like things that's going right and good in their life is their doing. I'm sorry. It's news flash. It's not your doing. It's not your doing. You don't wake yourself up every morning. No, you don't wake yourself up every morning. No, God wake us up. When you're asleep, you're in a deep sleep. You're asleep. It's like being unconscious a little. You're asleep. You don't have that power to wake yourself up. No, let God get that glory. Please. I'm thankful. I am thankful for 2022, because going into 2022, Lord knows, we don't know the plans that God has on our lives. We don't. We just take day by day, step by step. We're just going through the motion. We're going through the motions of life. And that is what it's has been revealed to me. I understand, you know, that we're human and life is life, but it's just a different revealing that God has given me this whole year when it comes to myself, when it comes to people. He's a revealer. He reveals all things. And it's just, you know, some of the things this year that he's revealed to me is hurtful. It's hurtful. Because when God understands that you are a genuine person, anyone that is listening to this video, if you are a genuine person and you just have, you know, you just have people that gravitate to you, or you're just that free-spirited person that just loves, like, without the extraness, without the bitterness, you know, without any confusion, people really be jealous of that. They be jealous that they are not you. Like, things has really been revealed this year to me. And I'm thankful once again. I don't want to, you know, I don't want anyone to think, well, I really, you know, I'm not concerned what anyone thinks, but I need you all to understand how good God is. Because 2022 has been very, very trying. It has been blissful. It has been blessed. It's been very, very, very peculiar. And I'm just stressing this to you all because I just sit here and I just think about my life. I think about, where am I at? Like, what am I doing in my life? What can I be doing better? Like, what purpose do I really serve being here? I be concerned and worried about those things. I don't worry about the things of this world. I really don't. I be thinking about how I can obtain more peace in my life. How my life can be more stable in every aspect of my life. How my mind can be stable. How I can increase my faith. What I can do to build up his kingdom. Like, what can I do to build up the kingdom of God? How can I impact someone else's life? How can I just be a light of the world? I think about those things. I really do. And I feel like sometimes I don't give my all. I feel like I'm not doing enough. I feel like I'm not giving enough. My husband may say one thing. He may say, I'm just doing it. But sometimes I feel like it's not enough. I don't never try to just get too comfortable in life. Like, I don't get too comfortable when it comes to certain things in life. Because things changes so swiftly. It just changes. But God never change. He never change. He is the same every day. And I feel like the more people reveal themselves to me, it makes me love him even more. The way people can carry things and act ugly and just nasty for no reason, it makes me love God more. Because people make me pray more, if that makes sense. Exodus 14 and 14 says, I will fight for you. Just hold your peace. I will fight for you. Just hold your peace. And I actually was on Instagram. And I was on somebody's story. And I seen that scripture. And I seen it at the time that I was asking God. I'm like, Lord, I know you see it. I know you hear it. Fix it. You know, and I seen that. I seen the scripture and it said, for I will fight for you. I will fight for you. Thou shalt hold thou peace. And that had me looking at life like, okay, He said he'll fight for me no matter what the situation is. He's going to fight for me if I just hold my peace. So when somebody pissed me off, I don't have to piss them back off. I don't have to do the most. I don't have to tell a person how I feel because God gonna translate that thing for me. He has a way. He has a way, and his way is so much better than our ways. The stuff that people do that's just messed up out here, the wrongful things that people just do or be into, the lack of love, the lack of respect that people just be into. Oh, God will fight them battles for you. He said it. It's his word. All I got to do is shut up. All I got to do is live my life, basically. Oh, that's all I have to do is just live. Just live stress-free. I can live stress-free. And that has been revealed to me this year. I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to worry about where my meal gonna come from. I don't have to worry about what a bill or how that bill is gonna get paid. I don't have to worry about people slandering me, people using me, people abusing me. I don't have to worry about the fake love. I don't have to worry about anything. Because God said that He will fight my battles for me. Whatever battle that I'm in, whether it's mentally, spiritually, physically, He said that He will fight my battles for me. That's what He said. And the only thing that He asked me to do was to just hold my peace. Just hold my peace. That's all. To hold my peace. Do y'all understand how long it has been? I have been asking a certain question. Sometimes we try to control the outcome of things. We try to control fate. We just want our own touch and our own input when it comes to our life. But I'm living to understand that my life is not my own. That's not my life. This is, I'm just a vessel. I'm just here spiritually. I have an assignment. And this is not my own. I am not the creator of who I am. God created me. I belong to Him. This temple belongs to Him. It is His. And the only thing He wants from us is to live according to His ways. Live the way He wants us to live. He is the creator, for crying out loud. We belong to Him. And I have learned really to look at life that way. My life is not my own. My life is not my own. And sometimes when we're going through life and life may seem hard, it's maybe because you might need to take a different route. Maybe because you've been living a life that you want to live on your own. You're not living the life that the Creator of the temple wants you to live. You want to live the life you see fit. He is not with that. But God gives us free will to do as we please. He does. He does not make us do anything. He will make it that we surrender. He will. When he tired of, listen, he ain't gonna play no games with us. You make your bed and you're going to have to lay in it. And that is the consequence of being able to live your own free will. Sure, but it's going to come with a price. And then you're going to have to pay the price. And then you're going to want to live according to his will. But if we can go ahead and just get things right now, we can like really, we can hold off of going through consequences and reaping in life. If we can just do the right thing. And I've learned that years ago. I don't do wrong by people. I don't. I really, really don't. I actually will stay away if I feel like someone is not capable of just loving me as a person, respecting me as a person, being real with me and genuine as a person, being honest and transparent with me. I stay away from people that cannot give me that. And it hasn't always been that way, but why would I be around you? And I already understand that there's a lack of love. God allowed me to see things from a different perspective for 2022. And I am learning as a person, as an individual, that I can continue to love people like I do. But I can put some boundaries. Like, I had no boundaries when it came to love. I had no boundaries. I didn't. And 2022 helped me realize that. God has brought awareness to that. I didn't have any boundaries when it comes to love. I'm just loving. I'm just loving on people. I'm just loving on stuff. I'm just loving it like unconditional love. Like selfless love. Like no selfish bone in my body when it comes to people. And most of those people have took a knife and dig it just so deep in my back. It was not reciprocated. And that brings hurt upon us. When we love just freely. Real love. And we turn around and we have to get the pain. No. Why do people hurt people that tries to love them? I'm going to tell you why. They are mad that they can't love the way you love. They are mad that they have to wear masks and pretend to be people and something that they're not. No. God is a revealer, y'all. He will reveal every single thing. He will reveal it. And I just wanted to encourage you all to keep faith, perseverance, and integrity, and lots of love. No matter what the situation is in life or what's going on in life, when I say no matter, give him his glory. It is due to him. It's due to him. I had a moment early and I just cried because it's like, Lord, I thank you. Lord, when you really understand where your help, where your mercy, where your healthy mindset, your peace, and your joy, when you really understand where that come from, it don't matter who, what, when, where, how, and why. It does not matter who do what and how it was done. When God give you peace, you have peace no matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You will still have some type of peace. You will still find yourself smiling and singing and just being able to laugh and relax. World can be upside down, And God can give you peace as if nothing is wrong. That is the God that I serve. And that's why it's always okay with me just giving him glory and giving him honor, because he is just too good. He is too good. And I don't wear a mask. So that's why I'm able to do these episodes, because I don't wear a mask. My life is what it is. My life is not my own. So how they say what is tea for you all is a testimony for me. Whether it's good or bad that I may endure when it comes to my life, I'm thankful for every bit of it. Because at the end of the day, God tell me to hold my peace. Hold my peace, sit back and chill and relax. I got this. Period. He got this. He got it for me. It's already done. I will fight your battles. What are you doing? Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. You're doing too much. You putting your mouth on a situation, you're doing too much. You're doing too much. You putting your hands in a situation, you're doing too much. You have too many emotions behind a situation, you're doing too much. When your heart is pure and it's so genuine, God is going to fight the battles for you. God do not play about his people. He don't. And when y'all become one of his people, if you already isn't, he will not play about you. We do not have to get bent out of shape. We don't have to do the most. We just don't have to bear the hurt and the pain or the damage that people project in our lives. We don't have to be that way. We don't have to worry about anything that someone think they're doing to get over or to get by. We don't have to worry about that, because God sees everything. He sees everything. It's not a coincidence that things happen in life. Everything happens for a reason. Everything. God sees so much and he knows so much that we just don't know. We can't, the Bible tells us, we can't even think on his level. Like, our thoughts are like nothing, like foolish to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't take our minds there. But when I say God can see, he's high, but he can see very low to what's going on this earth, how people being treated, how people being talked about, distractions, stumbling blocks in people's life. Like, he see all of that. He sees all of that. And the Bible say you reap what you sow. And when I say I am a firm believer of that, I am a firm believer of that. Whether it's good or bad, I reaped bad before. And I have reaped good benefits. Lord knows it's only my desire to continue to reap good benefits. The bad didn't do me no good. No. I'm just really trying to tell y'all something. It's just time for a shift. It's time for a change. It's just time to be real. It's time to be real. There are so many people that wear masks out here. There are so many people that is just living this duality type of life. Like this, everybody. I'm not going to say everybody, but everybody, literally. There's so many people that live the duality type of life. And it's scary because you just never know. You just never know. You just never know. But I thank God every day that he would take the blindfolds off of my eyes, and that he would take the blindfolds off of y'all eyes, so that we all can see when the enemy is in the midst of our life. Because once the enemy is in the midst of our life, it is going to be conflicted. It's going to be too much. It's going to be too much. And it's going to be too much negativity. Too much negativity when that enemy is in the midst. When you got too much negativity going on more than positivity in your life, confusion in your friend with your friends at work, with your children, that the enemy is in the midst. He's in the midst, and we have to be aware when he's around. And that's why I tell anybody that I come in contact with, just get a relationship with God. Get a relationship with God so you won't be blindsided going through life. Who wants to be blind, just dumb to life? No, show me what I need to see, Lord. Tell me what I need to know. Let me hear what I need to hear. I'm okay with that. I'm comfortable with that. Because God has got me in a place of solitude where it doesn't matter who leaves my side. It doesn't matter who don't talk to me. It doesn't matter who don't love me. It doesn't matter who use and abuse me. It doesn't matter. I am not going to change who I am as an individual because what people continue to do to me or start doing to me. I'm not going to change who I am as an individual. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to continue to love because I believe that God has genuine people in this world other than myself. And he will put us in that place of love. He will put us and connect the dots for us. He will allow us to meet and greet people that's full of love and genuine and compassion. You can have whatever it is that you attract, you can have it. But you have to be it, if that makes sense. 2022 has taught me all. And I just wanted to share this with you all. I love everybody. God gave me a third eye to see. And I'm sorry if I see too much. But he is so good. And he gets all the glory out of my life. I will never shame or be ashamed of who Jesus is. I will never feel like I got too much pride on my shoulders or in my life to not acknowledge who he is. Just the thought of his name makes me emotional. I'm emotional because I love him, because I know what he does for me. I know what he does for me, and I can see what he does for other people. And it hurts me so much when people take credit of their own life. Give God his glory. Put glory back where it belongs. For 2023, I'm putting glory back where it belongs. Because the smile that I have, God has given it to me. The joy that I have, God has given it to me. The laughter that I have, he has given it to me. The faith that I have, he has given it to me. The love that I have, he has increased and given it to me. The patience that I endure, he has given it to me. The longevity, he has given that to me. Everything that I have, God has given it to me, and it's not a man that's walking this earth that can give me more. So I will forever proclaim the gospel and the glory, because God is going to get all of it when it comes to Breonna Thomas. I'm just sorry. He's too good to me, and he's so good to you all. And I just want you all to be encouraged. It's life. But forget about the way life beat us down. Just forget about that. We're going to forget about that. And we're going to go through the motions, but we're going to go through it with a smile on our face. Like, we're going to go through it laughing. We're going to go through it with joy. We don't have to be bound. We don't have to be bound to the things that is sent to destroy us. We do not have to be bound to those things. Just because we may lose a car, a house, a job, a child, a mother, it doesn't matter what we lose. God is still good. He is still good, and we don't have to be bound to those things. We can keep happiness alive if we choose to do so. We can choose peace over sorrow. We can choose peace over control. We can choose peace over depression. We can choose peace over confusion. We can choose to be peaceful over jealousy, hate. We can choose peace. It's okay. It's really okay for us to choose peace if that's what we want to do. We don't have to be bound and crying and depressed about nothing that we face in this life, because this life is not our own. Some of us make our life hard, and some we just go through the motions and we try to make it as easy as possible. But life, just the way that it is orchestrated and set up, we already go through the most. So if we get out of our minds and our mindsets of being bound because we're going through the most, knowing that that's already the way life is set up, we can find peace. We can have peace. And I really hope that this has encouraged anyone. At the end of the day, I love everyone. And whoever took the time to listen to this full video, I'm thankful. Soon, I'm going to put a face on my ministry. Soon, I'm going to put a face. I'm not going to be too shy. I'm working on that. And it's going to be sooner than soon. I have been praying about that. I have been working on it because people ask me, why you don't go live on Instagram and stuff like that? And I don't know. I don't know. I'm not like a show off type of person when it comes to this, because at the end of the day, I just want God to get his glory. So if you can just hear me, that's the only thing that matters to me. But I would like to interact with the audience that I have. So sometimes I will put a face to it just so that we can interact. We can talk, we can vibe. You know, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Just good vibes, giving God glory, sharing testimonies, giving him thanks, and just talking about life and things in general. This is what this platform is all about. I am not a perfect person, but he is perfecting me. I love you all, and I hope you all have a blessed night. Mwah.